The most obvious aspect of Tuesday's presentation by Jason Dye was that he was giving the members of the advisory committee some good news. Dye is the local area management biologist for the Division of Sport Fish.
Early this year, we ended up with a good bump of fish and ended up ahead through about the 16th of June. Right around the 16th, we fell behind, numbers slowed way down, and I think we didn't have the right weather for moving fish, and they were kind of stacking up a little, and we fell behind for about 4 days, and on the 21st, we ended up getting a big push of fish, 11,000 fish, and from there on out, had a pretty steady flow of fish through and stayed ahead of the curve from there on out and ended up with a total of 114,743 passes of sonar.
King salmon escapement to the Nooshigak River is counted using sonar counters set up near Portage Creek. This year's escapement of over 114,000 kings far exceeded the escapement goal of 95,000 fish. Many stakeholders reported pretty good king salmon fishing all season long in the Nooshigak River, and the strong run meant that Fish and Game didn't have to put in place any sport fishing restrictions on kings this year. The sport fish harvest of Nooshigak River kings is not yet available for this year, but the commercial harvest of kings came in at over 15.3 thousand fish. The vast majority of those kings were taken incidentally in the commercial sockeye fishery in the Nooshigak district. Jason Dye's update on the Nooshigak River sport fisheries was part of Tuesday's meeting of the Nooshigak Fish and Game Advisory Committee. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.